Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God is so good and wonderful that we just have to give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And continuing with talking about the mind, Romans 8:6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What's the difference between a carnal mind and a spiritual mind? Well, the scripture tells us that one of the differences is life and death. But the death that's referring to here in this passage is not a non-breathing death. It just means that you are living a life with no peace, no glory, and no power. A life where you can't even collect the inheritance of Jesus Christ left for you. Now, a carnal mind does not mean being in the flesh or overeating or swearing or doing type of carnal fleshly things. A carnal mind is a carnal mindset. If your mind is set on what you feel, see, hear, or fearful about, then the bad things will happen to you when you are in the flesh. For instance, oh, I feel like this is a horrible day. Why am I having these feelings of, you know, doubt or stress or anxiety? Everything that you say goes with a feeling. So those are things that you feel. Stop that. Now, you are going to have to be spiritually minded and not in the flesh, not thinking of what you feel. Oh, I'm not feeling good today. Oh, I'm tired. I'm, you know, weak. I'm not this. I'm not that. Stop all of those negative words. Stop with the feelings. Don't get as you know, we've said, heard people say in the world, oh, she and her feelings. Really? Come on now. We are not going to be carnally minded. We are not going to act like the world wants us to act. We are above them. So being spiritually minded is a mind that is ruled with the word of God and controlled by the force of patience. Whatever is on your mind, those are the things that you are going to think of. So I want to end today by saying Philippians 4:6-8, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Father God, we thank you for the revelation, knowledge, wisdom, spiritual understanding, and spiritual discernment that you have just given us on today about our words, about our thoughts, about being carnal and spiritually minded. We want to be everything that you have predestined for us to be, Father God. Forgive us of all of our sins, known and unknown. We repent right now so that we can stay in right standing with you, so that we will not have any hindrances to our prayers or in our lives. Father God, help us. Holy Spirit, say, we love you, we adore you, we glorify you, we magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for making a difference in our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our comforter and guiding us through this day. We praise you, we bless you, we glorify and we magnify you. From now, henceforth, and forevermore, everyone say in Jesus' name, amen. Blessings be upon you now, henceforth, and forever. Till next time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.